I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The Kentucky Wildcats take their 3-3 record into Athens tomorrow to take on the Georgia Bulldogs, and they're coming off an emotional come-from-behind victory over Arkansas that saw the emergence of Lynn Bowden as the quarterback, replacing the injured Sawyer Smith, who continues to heal from some serious bang-ups. The Bulldogs have studied that tape now this week, and they're extra motivated after their shocking loss to South Carolina, which put a dent in their national championship aspirations. Joining me for this week's scouting report is LAX 18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. Hello again to you.
Hello, Alan. I think you basically covered it all.
Yeah. All right. So this will be a very short segment now. Back to the exploits of one Lynn Bowden and your reaction to how he performed.
You know, that's like the first game in a long time that I can remember going to. I don't know, maybe the bowl game. Maybe I'm being a little too harsh here, but I can remember just smiling through most of the game because it was just so much fun to watch a wide receiver take over a quarterback and then just manhandle a team that, you know, I don't know, maybe should have stopped him, you know, because it seemed like it was a limited playbook. I mean, when I'm seeing, you know, plays from the press box 3 and 4 times and it's still not getting stopped, I'm starting to wonder how is this defensive coordinator and this defense not stopping it. So, you know, but it was just so much fun to see him run all over, and then more fun to watch him pass the ball and how seemingly accurate he was in that game against Arkansas.
A back shoulder throw for a touchdown, that was the one that I think impressed everybody in the stadium.
Exactly, you know, and I mean, we thought maybe we'll see him dump some passes off here and there, but you're right, to throw not only to the end zone, but to throw that back shoulder pass that Cleavan Thomas caught for a touchdown, first career for both, first passing for him and first catch for Cleavan. So I thought that was, you're right, dead on. That was one of the better passes he had of the night.
Now we move to this game against the Georgia Bulldogs. As I mentioned in the intro, they were not expected to lose in overtime to South Carolina, especially the way they did. Size up this matchup, because on paper it doesn't look like the Wildcats would be competitive in this contest.
Sure, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that you've got a quarterback that is a wide receiver, and the fact that now there is game footage out there that Georgia can look at. And let's face it, Georgia is not Arkansas. Arkansas is a program that's still trying to build like Kentucky was several years ago. And now you go to a team that, as you said, had national championship aspirations. So really the key here is, how does a team come out now when you see – you know, that you've got that first loss on the season? Are you going to fight to get back into the conversation? Or are you going to say, well, that's it, and, you know, maybe not give your best effort? I think it's going to be the first. I think Georgia's going to be a ticked-off team that's ready to come out and prove itself. And we've seen before that one loss doesn't doom you to not making a Final Four and the college football playoffs. So, you know, all they've got to do is keep doing what they're doing, win the East, go out and maybe win the SEC, and then you're right back in the talk.
They're basically in a tie with Florida in the SEC East right now, and they want to keep pace, obviously, with the Gators.
Yeah, exactly. And what better way to do that than to face a Kentucky team that's, you know, been pretty nicked up and shown some flaws this season, maybe some across that offensive line, although I thought they looked maybe as good as they've looked helping out Lynn Bowden. Maybe, you know, the coaches got in their ears and said, you know what, he needs your help. You know, keep the guys away from him. I think they also thrived under the pressure of knowing they had to run the ball. And so we'll see how they can do against the Georgia defensive line this week.
All right, Georgia's quarterback Jake Fromm had a less than stellar day last Saturday, and I'm sure he's going to want to atone for that. What does Kentucky do to complicate those matters?
You know, Brad White was asked about that on Wednesday, and he said, you hope he comes down with the flu. How do you stop him? You hope he comes down with, you know, he's sick or something, which I'm sure he doesn't wish on him. But, you know, that's his point. You know, how do you stop Jake Fromm? And I think it was 4 interceptions last week is what South Carolina used. So Kentucky is going to have to continue that. That is one thing that I think we've seen in college football. Sometimes a quarterback has a bad game, And that one really gets in his head, and you can sometimes see him making, you know, putting too much thought into what's going on in the offense out there. So if Kentucky can maybe take one away from him pretty early, they might really get him thinking, and that might be the way to stop him.
The chatter down in Georgia is also their inability to run the football, especially against Carolina last week.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I mean, because that's what Georgia really is known for, is having the running backs. I mean, as much as Kentucky basketball is known for point guards, Georgia's known for running backs. And it seems like that it just it's hard to put your finger on, but at the same time, you know, you look at like a team like LSU, who's now throwing the ball all over the field. They were known for running. That's kind of what Georgia's been kind of known for this year, and they've got some pretty good wide receivers. So we'll see. Maybe they'll try and force that run game against Kentucky early. Again, if Kentucky can stop that, force Jake Fromm to throw, maybe they can get an interception and really make this an interesting game.
Yeah, so a lot of things have to fall into place in order for this to be what one would consider a competitive contest.
Yeah, even Landon Young said, you know, we've got to play mistake-free football. We've got to be disciplined, and we've got to communicate.
Okay, the next scenario would be Lynn Bowden is not moving the ball. They then might turn to Sawyer Smith, and especially if they get behind early and have to pass early and often. That sounds like it would be a long day for the Wildcat offense, and certainly a long day for Sawyer Smith under center as well.
Yeah, and Darren Henshaw said earlier this week that Sawyer definitely looks better. He said he looks like the Sawyer Smith that played against Florida. He said there's still a few cobwebs to shake out, but that he definitely seems more healthy. So if they could get through it one more game without him, I think that could help Kentucky really down the stretch because, again, they're going to need some victories to get bowl eligible. And so it definitely helped if you had your quarterback. And really, to be honest, I think we're going to see Lynn Bowden the rest of the year at quarterback in some fashion. I think you can't take that out of what you're doing, you know, because he's just shown he's so capable.
Yes, and you can't argue with success, especially what he did against Arkansas
right.
last week.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, even Kirby Smart, the head coach at Georgia, said not knowing who the quarterback is going to be makes it difficult to game plan for them. So even just to know, if they know it's those two, having to guess what is coming in next, what play and what quarterback, it really makes your defense think and, you know, try to prepare on the fly. So I think that's why you're going to see both these guys throughout the season playing in every game.
Well, I love to put you on the spot here. So what is your prediction for the game tomorrow?
I think barring Kentucky playing that perfect game, I think it's going to be a Georgia win. And we just hope that Kentucky comes out of it healthy, whether that be, you know, Lynn Bowden at quarterback or Sawyer Smith at quarterback, and that they're able to carry on through the season. I think Georgia's probably going to get this one by about, I don't know, two or three touchdowns, to be honest. I hate to say it, but let's hope Kentucky does what I said is the minimal chance to win, and that's play the perfect game.
All right, we'll chalk that all up to growth and experience. You can't match either one, even if it means having your head handed to you in Athens. let's hope that's not the case. But you know, either way, it's going to happen. It's going to happen Saturday at 6 p.m. Local time, and I believe that game is on ESPN.
It is, yes.
Our guest today on the Scouting Report has been LEX18 sports anchor Keith Farmer, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great weekend, Keith.
Thanks, Alan. You too.